JMI Wealth's Andrew Kelleher is with us. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Tell you what, what are the numbers? I had them written down. 3.5 down, isn't it?
Oh, global dairy trade. Yeah. That's what we're talking about, isn't it? Yeah, Mike, I really wanted to give you positive news this morning, but I can't do that, really.
Did you see butter?
Yeah, the headline. Sorry?
You see butter? Butter through the floor.
Do you remember those heady days when we were talking about butter at over $6,000 a metric tonne?
Yeah.
Well, it ain't there now. I'll just give you that guide. 3,637, down 9.6%. In fact, the fats, what they talk about, the fats, that's butter and anhydrous milk fat, both down sort of around that mid-9s percent. So, yeah, not looking that flash there. Although good for the consumer, but not good for the seller. So, yeah, at the headline level, Global Dairy Trade Price Index down 3.5%. That's now 12 auctions in a row that the index has fallen. Now, early in the week, Mike, there were some glimmers of hope in the dairy futures. The dairy futures ticked up. But as was pointed out, those haven't been a particularly good indicator, and that has proved to be the case here. Now, things really didn't look good yesterday, Mike, when the Dairy Companies Association of New Zealand issued production numbers for the milk season so far, and the production collected for processing in October was up 6.5% year on year, and it was the strongest October collection in 5 years, and that's all coming through these recent months. So they're up just over 6%. Now, October historically been the peak for milk collection. The thing is, Fonterra had been projecting a 3% increase in the milk collection this season, so we're running quite a way ahead of that estimate at this point in time. And I suppose, Mike, the issue is also whether or not Fonterra needs to review the forecast payout in light of this continued run of lower price. I mean, you've got whole milk powder down 1.8%, skim milk powder down 1.6%. You know, you just got to start to wonder whether this is going to start to further play on the confidence in the rural sector.
Exactly. Now, was I right about Fletcher Building, or have I completely missed anything? I thought we cleared the desks and sorted this out, but not so.
Not so. There's kind of a sort of a rule out there, Mike. You try not to follow a very negative profit announcement with another one.
Do you?
Yeah, you do. It's kind of one of those things, you know. Unfortunately, it's often the case, and there's been quite a bit of work done on, once a company issues a negative profit announcement, you can expect another couple. Unfortunately, they do tend to cluster. Fletcher Building yesterday effectively downgraded their guidance for the profit. So this is earnings before interest and tax for the 2019 year. Now, they've given us a range of 630 to 680 million. Now, if you go back to the announcement of the 2018 result back in August, remember that was a doozy, wasn't it? They gave guidance for the following year of 658 million earnings before interest and tax. Now, the range there, so the new range, 630 to 680, the old range, 678 to 708. So they've basically taken the bottom of the range and made it the top of the range. Now, weaker outlooks being attributed to a couple of issues. So a sharp Australian residential slowdown resulting in what they call challenging trading conditions for the majority of businesses. Now, they also had an outage at the Golden Mill cement mill that had an 8 to 11 million impact on earnings. But I suppose you've seen quite a significant market reaction. I mean, they described the underlying performance of the New Zealand businesses trading as slightly flat to down. So Golden Mill's been out. Australia's not looking that great.
Yeah.
New Zealand's slightly flat to down. But on a positive note, Mike, 4Mike is going well.
Oh, good.
They're trying to sell that. Now, clearly, Mike, the market wasn't expecting this, because share price down 11.2%, down to $4.93. Hasn't been there. Those are levels we haven't since the fallout from the GFC. And I suppose we're now getting questions now about this turnaround strategy. We have been talking about the slowdown in the Australian residential property market for a while, though.
I'm glad you said that, because the bloke who's running the place now at Fletcher said yesterday, no one could have seen the Australian property market slowdown. And I thought, what?
Yeah, I think the issue that he has is the speed of the slowdown, but it has been going for a little while. So I would make the point here, Mike. You've got a new CEO, you've got lots of new board members. There are some things they can't change in the short term, but they need to get good information from senior management so the market doesn't get any more surprises. And I'll leave it at that.
Couldn't agree more. What are the numbers?
Yeah. US market's looking a bit weak, actually. Tech companies under a bit of pressure. Dow Jones 24,606, down 410. S&P 500 2666, down 24, about 0.9%. And the Nasdaq 6958, down 68. FTSE 100, 6947, down about 0.75%. The Nikkei, 21583, down 1%. Shanghai Composite, 2645, down 2%. The ASX 200 lost 21 yesterday, closing at 5671. And the NZX 50, we lost 73.83% for closing at 8720. On the currencies, New Zealand dollar 0.6817, the Australian dollar 0.9413, against the euro 0.5985, against the pound 0.5320, against the yen 76.79, gold trading at $1,223, and Brent crude, Mike, $63.
Oh, yes.
And 41 cents.
Yes, I like
that. Rev that engine, Mike. Rev that engine.
Have a good day. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth, and he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.